Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, April 21st. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. The Federal Reserve may close a loophole that allows some mid-sized banks to effectively mask losses on securities they hold, a contributing factor in the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. Led by Vice Chair for Supervision Michael Barr, the Fed is considering ending an exemption that allows some banks to boost the amount of capital they report for regulatory purposes, according to people familiar with the matter. Capital is the buffer banks are required to hold to absorb potential losses. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has told employees that he won't rule out future layoffs after the company announced plans to part ways with nearly a quarter of its workforce in a series of announcements since November. We're exclusively reporting that Zuckerberg gave that news to workers yesterday, just a day after Meta completed its latest round of job cuts, which involved 4,000 workers. Credit Suisse bondholders have launched a legal challenge in Switzerland against regulators' decision to write down the securities as part of the troubled bank's rescue by UBS last month. That move stunned markets, given that typically bank shares would be written down entirely before creditors would have to take losses. Bondholders of some $5 billion of Credit Suisse's cancelled debt want the write-down revoked or amended, arguing that it was disproportionately punitive to them and violated their property rights. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mainly lower, and European shares were mainly up in early trading. US stock futures edged higher. And HCA Healthcare and Procter & Gamble are among companies set to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.